Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong. Reviewing a fact sheet from University of Massachusetts, the most enduring fences are planned with the correct layout and built with appropriate material and construction. It is most important to be aware of regulations, zoning ordinances, and boundary lines before getting started. There are two categories of fencing, physical and psychological. Physical fencing is for long-term use. Construction is strong enough to prevent livestock breaking through and durable, lasting years. Physical fences are recommended in areas where animals will be crowded, easily excited, or pasture boundaries that won't change. A physical fence requires low maintenance, has a long lifespan, and is able to withstand severe weather and seasonal conditions. Physical barriers can be aesthetic in appearance while providing herd protection. These fences will also reduce potential liability of property damage or personal injury caused by animals. The cost of a properly built fence often returns its value in a short time, even though the initial cost can be high. Physical fences have disadvantages. Installation labor, relocation difficulty, and repairs can take more time than psychological fences. The material options commercially available to build physical fences are vast. Twisted wire with or without barbs, mesh wire of varying sizes and designs, knots, and tensile strength differ greatly. There's also many options for posts, homemade wooden posts, fence stays, T-posts of varying quality, treated wood, pipe of all sizes, and the list goes on. Psychological fencing, electric or virtual, is effective by creating a physical reaction to the animal when it comes in contact with the barrier. A benign shock or a series of loud beeps, creating a reluctance to approach the fence in the future. The animal's trained to be aware of the boundaries in the confined area. While electric fencing can be permanent, it's more often used for temporary situations like rotational grazing or leased property. Electric fences are considerably less expensive than physical fences, are easy to construct and relocate. Virtual fences are quite expensive to get started with, but save a lot of labor down the road. Psychological fencing is more adaptable to rugged terrain than physical fencing. However, effectiveness is increased when they're used together. Electric fencing is also highly advantageous in keeping out predators. Electric fencing usually requires more maintenance than physical fencing. However, with proper wire, compression springs, and well-constructed corners and supports, an electric fence can be as low maintenance and last as long as a physical fence. Fencing supplies are continuously improving as new technologies arise. These materials are often less expensive and more durable compared to conventional materials. Comparing prices on brands or working with a fence supplier can often provide valuable information for your situation. To learn more about fencing livestock, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.